Hello everyone, welcome to the China Business Legal Navigator. The topic for the discussion today is 5 common mistakes to avoid when sending cease and desist letters in China. Crafting effective cease and desist letters is crucial in safeguarding intellectual property rights, particularly in China, where legal and cultural nuances play a significant role. Here are 5 common mistakes to avoid with a focus on the Chinese context. Generic letter format. Using a standard template without considering the unique Chinese legal environment is a common mistake. In China, it's essential to tailor cease and desist letters to local laws and business customs. This includes not only language use, but also an understanding of China's legal system and intellectual property regulations. Language barriers. Sending a cease and desist letter in English or another foreign language can lead to misunderstandings in China. It's crucial to draft the letter in Mandarin Chinese to ensure clear communication and demonstrate respect for local practices. This approach also helps in avoiding any claims of misinterpretation by the infringer. Insufficient reference to Chinese laws. A cease and desist letter in China should specifically cite relevant Chinese laws and regulations, such as China's trademark law, patent law, copyright law, or anti-unfair competition law. This not only reinforces the legal standing of the letter, but also shows the infringer that you are knowledgeable about and serious in enforcing your rights under Chinese law. Unrealistic demands and deadlines. Demands and deadlines that don't consider the Chinese business environment can be counterproductive. It's important to set reasonable expectations and timeframes for compliance, taking into account the local business practices and legal processes. Neglecting cultural sensitivities. In China, the tone and approach of communication can be as important as the content. A cease and desist letter that comes across as overly aggressive or disrespectful can harm potential negotiations. It's important to maintain a firm yet respectful tone, keeping in mind the cultural emphasis on harmony and face-saving in Chinese business dealings. Thank you for listening to the China Business Legal Navigator. Contact us if you need legal help in China, help with background investigation of Chinese companies, protection of patents, trademarks in China and internationally, and verification and drafting of contracts so that they adhere to the law in China and are enforceable in China. Help with trade disputes and IP disputes, etc. If you require our assistance or have further questions about our services, please do not hesitate to contact our customer relationship manager, Jan Erik Christensen at janerik@ncbhub.com, janerik@ncbhub.com, or visit our website ncbhub.com. We look forward to hearing from you and helping your business succeed in China.